93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
Hundreds of people in the area are without power and air conditioning after last night's storm. Dominion Power is reporting about 830 outages in Northern Virginia, and Pepco has about 500 customers out in the area of Prince George's County. Restoring power is a work in progress. In other news, an elderly man is dead after being badly burned in a Clifton house fire. His identity has not been released. Flames engulfed his home early yesterday morning in the 5600 block of Willow Valley Road. Two other adults did suffer life-threatening injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A woman is dead of injuries caused by a crash in the district. Police say she was hit by a vehicle late Tuesday afternoon in the intersection of 18th and K Street Northwest. Also, a Virginia woman says she was inappropriately touched by a man after she fell asleep on the lawn at Jiffy Lube Live concert in Prince William County. She woke to a 19-year-old Benjamin Chilsom of Davidson Town touching her. He was arrested and charged with aggravated sexual battery. A Bowie man is being accused of exposing himself near a nearby neighborhood pool. Employees reported two incidents in the past few days where 51-year-old Kevin Hoggard was seen in his upstairs window showing his private parts to pool visitors. Tiger is in town. He returns to the golf game for the first time since his surgery with the Quicken Loans National. The first round tees off this morning in Bethesda. An interesting story out in Panama City Beach where a 12-year-old boy stole a school bus and drove it to a Walmart at 5 a.m. on Tuesday. He drove without incident but was caught when he couldn't park the bus. I'm Brayton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.